Welcome to Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman. Today, Pastor Huffman will be sharing a message with biblical truths that will help establish you in your relationship with Jesus, build your life upon the Word of God, and empower you by the Holy Spirit to live victoriously. And now, here is Pastor Daryl Huffman.
John chapter 14, tremendous chapter in the Bible. The Lord Jesus Christ is really spelling out to us our plan, our purpose for our life. Amen. He's telling us what He came to do. He reveals Himself to the disciples, not just by title, but because of His works. In other words, He told Philip, He said, if you can't believe Me because of what you're hearing, you should believe Me because of what you're seeing. Amen. And He began to let us know that He's deity, the Father in Me. He's doing the works. And so in verse 12, though, the Lord begins to speak to us. And there are three things you just have to get a hold of here that if you're going to live a successful Christian life. In John chapter 14 and verse 12, He says this, "Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in Me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to My Father." In other words, He's saying, once I go to My Father, you're going to step into My works and begin to do what I do. You're going to do as I do. Amen? Every believer is to be involved in the works of the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you hearing me? We don't get saved just so we can go to heaven. We get saved so we can begin to be involved in the things of God. The Lord Jesus Christ didn't save you out of sin so you could hang on, hold out, and live by the skin of your teeth till you get to heaven someday. Amen? No, He said, if you believe on Me, everyone that believes on Me or believes in Me, the very works, the things that I'm doing, I'm going to expect you to do. Amen. And somebody says, well, what are the greater works? Well, the greater works, I don't think you can do anything greater as an individual, but greater means now we're all getting involved in it. Amen. In other words, the Lord can do something all over the world. When He was here on the earth by Himself, Jesus was the only one who could do a healing. Unless He delegated out some disciples, amen? But you had to go where Jesus was if you wanted to get the miracle. But thank God on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost came, and every one of us became children of God. Every one of us are believers, and now the Lord can do works all over the planet at the same time. You know that the Lord could heal everybody right now on every nation, on every continent, on the planet, because He's got believers, amen? And so the Lord wants us to be involved. So when we get born again, when we make Jesus Lord of our life and become a believer, amen. And here's the thing. Somebody says, I just don't know if I could do that. Well, you know, what do you mean? You don't believe you can't? No, I just don't believe I can do those things. Well, whoever heard of being a believer that don't believe? Amen. Just the term itself should let you know that you can do these things. He says, he that believes in Me, the works that I do, the things that I do, the life that I live, the things that I'm bringing out now, you're going to do because I go to My Father. Amen. In other words, I'm going to go to heaven and be seated at the right hand of God. I'm going to orchestrate the church. And I'm inviting you to come into this. Somebody will come along about this time and say, yeah, but Brother Huffman, that's the 12 disciples. That's the apostles. Well, you know, I beg to differ with you. In Luke chapter 10 and verse 1, the Bible says that Jesus pulled 70 others out and sent them out to do His works. Amen. And then on the day of Pentecost, there were 120 in the upper room, and they all went out and started doing His works. Then in Acts chapter 3, actually on that same day, there were several thousand more, then several thousand more in Acts 3, and right down the line. And also in Mark chapter 16, verse 17, Jesus said, and these signs shall follow them that believe. What signs? Preaching the gospel, praying for the sick, being a blessing to people. Amen. In other words, it's not just the original 12 that get to do the works and the things of Jesus. Every believer, from the time he goes to heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father, every one of us get the privilege of getting involved in the ministry of Jesus. Amen. And the reason you got saved should have been so you could get involved with the things of God. Amen. You ever notice that people just get saved to get out of danger? Usually, you know, once the danger is out far enough away from them, they kind of backslide and get back off in the world. Because a crisis is not a good reason to get saved. Are you listening to me? Well, you know, a disaster is not a real good reason, just to get said, because once the disaster's over and you're not afraid it's going to happen again, a lot of times people just fall away. When I was 12 years old, I was sincere, but I went to the altar one night and I prayed for God to forgive me and help me and let me be his child, because I'd been told all my life, once you turn 12, you're on your own. If you die, you go to hell. So I didn't want to go to hell. But you know what? You get up there about 18 and hell looks a long ways off. Are you listening to me? And so I didn't get saved. So whenever I was about 20 years old, I had an encounter with the Lord. And this time, I didn't get saved so I wouldn't go to hell. I got saved because I didn't want to live that way anymore. And I wanted to live for God. And I wanted Jesus to be my Lord. And I wanted to have that in my life. Amen? And it stuck that time, because this time, I made a decision to serve God because I believed in him. And your whole main purpose of coming to Jesus should be because you believe he is the Son of God, and you believe he died for your sins, and God raised him from the dead, and he's your Lord, and you want to be involved in his life. Amen? In fact, in Ephesians chapter 5, the Bible talks about Christ and the church as a husband and wife type relationship. Well, how bad would the marriage be if the wife married the husband just because she thought he was handsome but never wanted to get involved with him? How bad would it be for the husband if he just married the wife and they never had anything to come together? And see, a lot of us are trying to live for God in the same way. We want to come to church, we want to go to heaven, but we don't want to do anything. We don't want to get involved, amen? But the Lord is saying, if you are a believer, get involved. You're going to be a part of what I'm doing. I'm bringing you into this, hallelujah. And you know what happens whenever you start having intimacy and you start loving the Lord and you start ministering to the Lord? And you start living for the Lord, and you start letting him use you to bless people. And some people say, well, I don't know if I can lay hands on the sick. Well, you know, that's just one of the works of Jesus. You know, the Lord Jesus encouraged people. Amen. The Lord Jesus helped people come out of heartache. He helped a woman that had been married 5 times, divorced 5 times, was living with a man, to get her life straightened out and find out she had self-worth and didn't have to find it in some bad relationship. Amen. And so the Lord, he did all kinds of wonderful things to people and helping them and encouraging them and strengthening them, even whenever they got kicked out. You know, the man that got healed, they kicked him out of the temple, and Jesus received him, restored him, and sent him off. And the guy was happy. He found a demon-possessed man that everybody said was a social outcast, got him set free, and turned him into an evangelist. Are you listening to me? He just cared for people. He found some hungry people, and he fed them one time. Are you listening to me? See, these are the works of the Lord Jesus Christ. That you know, he loved people. He cared for people. He helped people find forgiveness in their life. He helped people find purpose in their life. And you see, a lot of times we just want to put all these mega miracle works and casting out demons and healing the sick and, you know, preaching to Father. You know, thank God if the Lord wants to use you for that. But you know what? You can do the works of Jesus Christ just by being involved and being a blessing to people and encouraging people. Amen. And letting him work through you. And sometimes we get into a situation where we say, well, you know, I live for the Lord, but I went through so many things. Well, you know what? Instead of letting the things you've gone through be detrimental to you, why don't you let the Lord heal you from that and help you to use that to help somebody else that's come through that and be a blessing to them, and let them say, if the Lord can do it for me, he can do it for you. And all of a sudden, the things the devil meant for bad in your life all of a sudden become good, because you're taking those things and not walking around guilt, condemnation, inferiority, insecurity, but you're using those things as a strength, and you're saying, listen, I bear in my body. Paul was, you know, he was mocked, he was put down, he was beaten. He had all kinds of things going in his life that you and I wouldn't want to go through. And one day, you know, he's writing to the Corinthians, and apparently, you know, he's being criticized. And he's being fussed, and he's saying he's not legit, and these people are attacking him. And Paul says, I don't want to hear a word. I'll paraphrase for it. Paul says, I don't want to hear a word that you've got to say. I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know what Paul was saying? I've been beaten. I've been shipwrecked. I have been stoned. I've been put in jail. I've been treated wrong. But every one of those things, God brought me out, made me stronger, hallelujah. And instead of letting those things defeat me, I'm standing here as a testimony to you today that I'm a believer. And Jesus is my Lord, and what he did for me, he can do for you, so shut up. Hallelujah. Amen. He refused to let anybody shame him from doing what God said he could do. Why? Because when he made Jesus Lord, he got all in. Amen? And I want to tell you something, church. If you're going to live for the Lord, if you're going to be successful in your walk with Him, you've got to get all in, because you're going to go through some tough times, and you're going to find out if you really believe. Come on, say amen or oh me, but it's so anyway. Somebody says, I ain't saying amen to that. Well, you don't have to. It'll happen whether you say amen or not. You mean God will do that to me? No, that's false teaching, false doctrine. God doesn't do those things to you. There is a devil out there that's a thief that's come to steal, kill, and destroy out of your life, and he'll do everything he can. The Apostle Peter said that he's your adversary. He's your opponent. He's your enemy. And he roams about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And what does he go on to say, though? Whom resist steadfast in the faith. James says, submit yourself to God and resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Amen? Meaning what? You're going to be attacked, but if you're a believer in the midst of that attack and still letting it destroy you, you're going to do the works of Jesus and come out of that thing victorious. Amen? Come on, give me a good amen, somebody. Hallelujah. Now look what the Lord says. He says, first of all, I'm calling everyone, all my believers, to be involved with me, to do things that I would have you to do, to be a blessing, to live my life and let my light shine through you. Then he says down here in the next verse, verse 13, and whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Now, here's the thing you've got to get a hold of. In these two verses here, the Lord's not talking about prayer. Actually, if you do a little study in the Greek, you'll find out that the word ask there really could have been translated, if you'll demand anything that you'll write in my name, I'll see to it that you get it. So the word ask there isn't a petition. The word ask there is more of an authoritative using the name of Jesus to get something done. And what the Lord is doing here, if you're a believer, he's giving you and me the right or the authority to use his name to do his works. Are you listening to me? In other words, you can see the difference here in John chapter 14. Jesus says, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Amen? He will do it. But now in John chapter 16 and verse 23, he said it like this, and in that day you shall ask me nothing. Most assuredly I say to you, whatever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. So in John 16, 23, Jesus is talking about prayer. He says over here in John 16, 23, that if you ask the Father anything in his name, the Father will give it to you. In other words, the Father will operate with you. Amen? But here in John chapter 14 and verse 13, he says, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. So he's telling us two different things here in these two verses. Amen? In other words, in verse 14, he says, since you're a believer in verse 12, and you're involving yourself in my life and in my ministry, I'm giving you the privilege of using my name and to get your rights and to do what I've called you to do. And when you say in the name of Jesus, be done, the Lord says, it will be as if I'm myself doing that, and I will see to it that it comes to pass for you. Amen.
That concludes today's message. We hope that you have enjoyed listening to the broadcast and that you've been encouraged, challenged, and strengthened by today's word. To receive your copy of today's message, visit us online at darylhuffman.org and click the link This Week on Radio. You can also order by calling us at 304-733-4423. Once again, that's 304-733-4423. To order by mail, just write to us at Daryl Huffman Ministries, P.O. Box 940, Huntington, West Virginia, 25712. Thanks again for listening to today's message. Faith That Overcomes is made possible by New Life Team Partners and Daryl Huffman Ministries. For more information on becoming a partner with this ministry, visit us at darylhuffman.org and click the partner link or call 304-733-4423. Once again, thank you for joining us today on Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman.